Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are here for the 25th anniversary of Dominica Dive Fest. We've been hanging around with the Scuba Radio crew, doing some amazing diving, just having some cool experiences. Mermaid Milena and Kristen have never been here before. They have never seen these mermaids on Dominica like this before, and I think the locals have appreciated that. Would you agree with me, Milena?
I would say just seeing the smiling faces and how the excitement I've seen, I think we're their first mermaids.
Well, you're not the first. We've had our mermaids here before, but, you know, they've kind of kicked it up to another level.
Well, for some of these kids, I think it might have been their first.
That's true.
Yes.
Yeah, Andrew, you know, Simon's son is here. He you know, we helped him start puberty a few years ago, and now he's in college and the whole thing. Yeah,
there was some local teachers on vacation, and we were their first mermaids.
That's right. Yeah, we were on Bubble Beach. You know, we had so many experiences. It was just remarkable. Great stuff. Now, we're not the only folks here coming to the island for Dive Fest. I mean, Dive Fest is kind of a local thing here on the island with the school teachers and the kids. They get together, they do Discover Scuba experiences, and they have some seminars on you know, the underwater environment and that kind of thing. But we have some media and travel folks from the UK. Charlotte is here. Charlotte, what do you do over there?
I'm one of the owners of a dive company in England called Aqua Firma, and we take people around the world for amazing experiences, diving, and also topside.
Nice. So this is kind of like a fam trip, as they say in the biz. You're coming out here for the first time to Dominica to see for yourself. Is this this is a place you want to take your folks?
Yeah, that's right. I've been to quite a few of the islands in the Caribbean, and I've been really impressed by Dominica. It's a surprise, actually. I love the topside topography, the mountains, the jungle, but also underneath you've got a lot of swim-throughs and arches and tunnels. And
diving pretty spectacular for the Caribbean. You agree with me on that, right?
Yeah, I agree with that completely.
But topside, it'll blow your mind with all this hot spring thing and the volcanic activity. So what have you guys done so far as a group? I know you have a group of like five or six folks here from across the pond. What's going on?
We've focused mainly on the diving so far. We've done Champagne Reef, of course, which is fantastic with all the bubbles. But we saw a great shark there.
Really? You saw a shark at Champagne Reef, which is basically the volcanic activity creates these little bubble streams. And you can swim through it. It looks like you're swimming through a bottle of champagne. Jerry?
No, I'm envy. They got to see the shark. I've not got to see
What kind of shark was it there, Charlotte?
It was a nurse shark, but a real meat.
Nurse shark. Okay, well, I'll tell you what. There is a rumor. Years ago, Derek Perriman, who's Daniel's dad, he passed away a few years ago, but he had a theory that any island that grew bananas never had sharks, because you don't usually see sharks here in Dominica. And I was like, you know what? It sounds like a good story. Don't let the truth get in the way of that, right? But you saw a shark.
Yeah, but it wasn't eating a banana, I know that much.
It wasn't eating a... Maybe I misunderstood his story slightly, because you saw a nurse shark on Champagne Reef. That's cool. But, you know, we've seen octopus, we've seen frogfish. Have you seen a few of those?
Yeah, we've seen quite a few frogfish. They're great, you know.
So what about topside? What did you see up top in the mountain? Did you guys go up to one of the hot springs yet? You're working on it yet?
Yeah, that's to come. We're really looking forward to going on top.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're in for a treat, because when you get up into the mountains and do the hot springs things like T. Quinn Glow Show or Tia's Hot Springs, this is some of the stuff that you get to do on a surface interval here in Dominica that is truly unique to this particular island. It's pretty spectacular stuff. Now, some of Charlotte's pilots and are partners in crime from across the pond. What's your name?
Doing.
You're not doing it. What do you mean you're not? Just say your name. You can say you that much, can't you?
Kim.
Kim. Kim from across the pond. That's all we need to know about you, right?
Yes.
Yeah, she's a little gun shy of being on the radio. That's fine. What's your name?
My name's Holly.
Holly. And you do what over there across the pond?
I run a scuba diving tour operator.
And same thing? You do a lot of travel and that kind of stuff? So you're doing the same thing as Charlotte and kind of testing the water, so to speak? Somebody's got to do it, right?
It's a very hard job.
It is. It's one of these jobs. I get this a lot, that everybody that sees the pictures and videos on Facebook, they all hate us. They hate us. But that's when you know you're very successful, right?
It's a very demanding position.
Exactly. They don't understand the blood, sweat, and tears and good times that goes into a position like this. Kim's looking at me like, yeah, I get it, but I ain't going to talk to that weasel. I understand. So who else? You're like the head operator for this group from the UK. Is that right? What's your name?
I try to lead, but I think sometimes they lead me.
Of course. They just say, we want to do this, and then you make it happen for them, I guess.
Make it happen. Equal opportunity.
What's your name?
Darren.
Darren. And so what? You're like what over
so
in the UK?
I work for a company called the Brighter Group, and we represent Dominica in the UK in terms of promoting its tourism in the UK and Europe.
How hard can that be? You've been here before.
Yes,
yeah, you're like me. You're like a seasoned pro when it comes to Dominica. There's so many great things to talk about, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely desirable. It's had its ups and downs, obviously, with the hurricanes and stuff.
Right.
And trying to reinstill confidence that a destination is ready to accept tourists is a tough job. And,
yes.
You know, people only believe it when they see it. So that's why it's important that we bring tour operators down so they can touch, feel, and get a sense of the destination to be able to sell that passion to their clients.
Well, well said. You know, and it is tough to talk about it. I've talked about it for years and told people this is a place that you got to mark off the list as a diver or just as a visitor. You don't even have to dive and enjoy Dominica, but it's one of those things where you really do got to get here and experience it. You can hear someone talk about it and you think, oh, he's full of crap, which may be true. But, you know, but the thing is, it's the truth, right? We're not really making this up. This is a beautiful island, very unique.
Definitely. And it's untouched and it's unknown. And there's a curiosity about it. I mean, it's not the most straightforward destination to get to. I mean, you have to go via other destinations. But it's an opportunity for visitors to experience and celebrate the differences between the Caribbean islands.
Got it. Now, we went through San Juan. So when you're in the UK, what do you got to do? Same thing or what?
No, we come through either Antigua or Barbados. On our trip down, we had to overnight in Barbados, but usually we'll come by Antigua and we get a same-day connection over on the Iliad flight to Dominica.
Got it. What about, what's the one thing that stands out for you for the island? Is it some of the topside stuff or diving, or do you have a favorite thing personally that you like?
Well, I'm a bit of an all-rounder. I'm not as an experienced diver as the rest of the group here, so I've done diving in the Caribbean. I've done Tobago, I've done the Bahamas, I've done Grenada.
And, me too.
Yeah, and I mean, the diving in the
You're like the UK version of me, and I apologize for saying that, but it's just the truth from what you're saying.
I mean, and it's just nice that every destination has something different to offer with Dominica. I mean, the diving's great, but it's known as the Nature Isle, and the topside stuff is just miraculous.
Those hot springs, they're something. Are you kind of like me? Like, I've been taking my crew up to these new experiences for the first time, and it just kind of lights me up just to see it through their eyes, you know, because they're experiencing it like I did, you know, a few years ago, and I'm like, it's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's amazing, and there's still a lot of things that I haven't done myself. I'm hoping on this trip to go up to the Boiling Lake. It's something I haven't done before. And
you got to hike three hours for that.
Well, somebody said 4 hours. I don't know if they're trying to manage my expectations.
Well, looking at me, I'll tell you, take me five. So that's why I haven't done it yet.
Yeah,
but you know, I've seen the video.
Yeah,
and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
If you got the energy to do it, it's a little bit more on the, you know, challenging side to get out there.
Helicopters on this island? Because I'll go by helicopter.
No helicopters. This is the nature island. You got to put into work to get to the good stuff. Or you just stop off the side of the road and feed them a roadie. Have you had a roadie?
Yeah. Yeah, we had a roti. When did we have roti?
You did have roti. Yeah.
Yeah, lunchtime.
You did? Did you like it?
Yeah, it's amazing, but it swings me a little bit because I always associate roti with Malaysia or Indonesia or somewhere, you know?
Yeah, like the curry kind of chicken thing. Yeah, okay, I get that. Yeah, and what about the bush rum? Have you had the bush rum yet?
No, I don't.
Okay, you got to mark that one off the list. There's, you know.
We're doing the Indian River tour. So we're going to the bar at the end of the tour where we can try some of the bush rum.
Oh, sure. Yes. We were there today. You might find Johnny Depp there. You know that guy?
No.
Ever heard of Johnny Depp in the UK? It's kind of a big deal, I hear. I don't know.
Nah.
She's looking at the guy across the table like, that's more my type. And he doesn't look anything like Johnny Depp. But he's a handsome man. Don't get me wrong. All right, look, we got more from Dominica Dive Fest 25th year anniversary next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Lisette, and I will be your bartender at Titico Bar in Ceiba. Come on and see me. But until then, keep listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now, here is a one sexy man, Ray, the dive master.
There you go.
Yeah. You only took three drinks and two tequila shots.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right. Good times in Ceiba. But I'll tell you what, we're having an amazing time on Dominica right now here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. 25th year anniversary of Dominica Dive Fest. We are out with Dive Dominica right now, anchored off of Champagne Reef. One of the dive guides here, Bert, is with me right now. Bert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
So you don't typically have mermaids on your boat like you have right now. No. We have Mermaid Milena dressed out in all the colors and everything. So it kind of complements Champagne Reef well here in Dominica, does it not?
Yes, sir. Yes.
No. You wish you had this every day?
For sure.
Yes. You know, you know, the crew dig it when we bring mermaids out. They don't care about me or Jerry the diver guy, but you don't mind seeing a mermaid every now and then, right?
Of course. I think they're beautiful.
Yes.
Especially this one.
Yes, he has not taken his eyes off of Mermaid Milena yet. you know, so he's kind of in a trance. They do that. They have this siren song, and then they get you in there close, and then they eat you.
Not the eating part.
I don't want to ruin the illusion. I apologize there, Bert. Hey, what do you think, Jerry?
He's speechless.
He is. He's in enthrall, but be careful. They will. They'll just bite your head off.
Yes.
They do that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, he's seen the movies. He has seen the movies. Yeah, so Dive Dominica is the boat we're with right now. So we got Bert, and your name is?
Nigel.
Nigel, great dive we just did. We did this actually with Simon the other day, but we got a little bit more light this time, so a lot more colors. The dive site was what? The first dive we did was what?
Dangleben's Pinnacle.
Say it one more time.
Dangleben's Pinnacle.
Dangleben's, that's right. And then right now we're on Champagne Reef, one of the more popular sites here on Dominica, where the volcanic activity percolates up through the reef, and it's like diving through a champagne glass, right?
Yep.
Never gets old.
Never gets old. The feelings remain the same. However, I just want to remind everybody, you don't want to try tasting it. It doesn't taste like it.
It doesn't taste like champagne. It might have a little sulfur mix in there. Who knows? But regardless, it's salty. It might mix well with tequila, maybe.
Yeah, you use it to make a little local brew, and it's good.
Okay, there you go. So who knows? That might happen later after we're done diving. But one of the popular sites, we're in between, like, Dive Dominica's location here at the Ocean Edge Hotel and Scott's Head. So, but this is a very popular area for the dives here in Dominica, right?
Yeah, this is very popular. This is a marine reserve, so you get a lot of different fishes coming here. So, you can't spear fish or any of that kind of stuff. So, the reef is very much well protected here.
Yes, very beautiful, very dramatic. The pinnacles we just did there at Dangleben's, right? Am I saying it right, Dangleben's?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so just full of barrel sponges. They just protrude up out of the ocean depths there, and it's very dramatic geography on top of all the cool corals and critters and stuff. I really love that, swim throughs and that kind of thing. Okay, so we got some other guests on board with us that just happened to, you know, draw the short stick and join the Scuba Radio crew today. And your name is
Kim.
Kim, now Kim saw us here and started talking to us as we were cruising out to the dive site. And next thing you know, she says, "Wait a minute, you're Scuba Radio? I know you guys." And I said, "Of course." The first thing I said is, "I'm sorry." And she's like, "Okay, well, this is kind of neat." So you're up from the Jersey area, right? Or down from the Jersey area?
Long Island, New York.
Yeah. Okay. So I say Jersey area because you were talking about being at Beneath the Sea dive show, but you're up in Long Island, and you're down here for a week, and you just got here, and the first time for you in Dominica too, right?
That's correct, and I'm loving it so far.
What do you think of those first dives you did today?
The first dive today, spectacular. Just great fish life, variety of fishes, cowfishes, scorpion fish. There are a lot of cleaner shrimp. There was one turtle on the way in.
You know, I got my GoPro out and I was filming, and I saw a couple cowfish. I think they were cowfish, and they were getting their freak on and swimming up into the water column. I think that's what they were doing, or they were doing some kind of love dance, and I filmed it. I felt like a voyeur, but that's what we do as divers sometimes, right?
That's exactly right. Once I spent quite a long time looking at octopus.
Yeah.
Doing a dance.
Yeah, little fish porn, octopus porn. It never hurts to throw that into the mix and that kind of thing.
Right.
Do you have a favorite critter? I mean, that you like seeing underwater or what?
I like the porcupine fish.
Nice, yeah, they got them. We've seen a bunch of them already in the last couple of days. So you're in for a treat. It's a pleasure to meet you, and thanks for tolerating our nonsense.
Thank you. It was very nice to finally meet you. I've only known you over the radio.
Well, as you know, I have the face for radio. So, you know, like I said, and I apologize. Now, Milena is still posing for pictures right now. The locals love it. The divers love it. You know, it's kind of unique to see all these critters you see in Dominica. But when you throw a mermaid into the mix, it's not half bad. Especially the dive masters and stuff love.
Champagne Reef, because it's going to be my bubble bath.
Are you going to get in there and swim?
Absolutely.
That's what mermaids do, right?
This is paradise.
There you go. Okay, so she's going to get in Champagne Reef and the mermaid tail. We'll get some pictures, videos, that kind of thing. Jerry, what are you thinking of this dive here today?
This is phenomenal.
It beats last night, right? You kind of did a preemptive dive before the festivities today, didn't you?
Shh, don't tell nobody.
No, we got to tell everybody. Come on.
Yeah.
So last night, after we had a cocktail or two at Ocean Edge, you're hanging out on the dock there at Dive Dominica, and you just decided to take a swim. With your phone.
Yes, kind of.
And your flip-flops. And you only brought one flip-flop back.
One flip-flop and a dead phone come back.
Okay, all right. So that's just some of the things that happen on a dive adventure.
So if you see a flip-flop floating around Dominica, please get it and send it to me.
Okay, well, there you go. Jerry the Diver Guy's missing a flip-flop in Dominica. But, you know, that's what happens. You kind of hang out, and you got to be careful. You know, he just decided to, like, hey, you know, that water looks so appealing. I'll go ahead and jump in and cool off.
But I didn't spill my beer.
Yeah, well, that's what counts, of course, priorities. Oh, hey, we had a mermaid already jump in the water?
Yes.
Look at that. So here we are with Dive Dominica. By the way, Daniel, who is the man behind the madness, we're going to possibly talk to him in a little bit when we get back to shore. He's working the office. Now everybody's gawking over the side of the boat because Milena is literally floating like a heavenly mermaid in the water, and we're going to watch her be devoured by a great white any second. No, I'm kidding. I hope. They don't have sharks here in Dominica because you guys grow bananas, right?
Yeah, we grow bananas.
Yeah, so I've heard the story that if the island grows bananas, you have no sharks. That's right, right, Bert?
I'm not sure.
I heard that years ago from Daniel's dad.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was his theory. He's like, we don't have sharks because we grow bananas. Great story. Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, right?
Yep.
You know, we're just having fun. That's what you do. When you visit the nature island, you throw a mermaid into this beautiful environment and everybody's enthralled. They can care less about being on Scuba Radio. And hey, I'm with them. So I'm going to go enjoy this too. We'll be back with more coverage from the 25th anniversary celebration of Dominica Dive Fest next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Dominica Dive Fest 25th year anniversary celebration continues. Now we've come in from Dive Dominica's dive boat and we're hanging out at Ocean Edge, which is the hotel literally right next to it. So you can stay there in these cool little apartment type accommodations, have some great food, and literally walk not even 20 yards to the dive shop, board the boat, head out on the reefs, be there in like 5 minutes. It's ridiculous how easy they make it here in Dominica, you know, once you get to the property for sure. So it's very easy, great food. If you go out of the Dive Dominica dock, the one thing you want to be on the lookout for is Jerry the Diver Guy's sandal. Or flip-flop, right?
My flip-flop.
You lost a flip-flop in the splash last night, so
that is a little shorter than you thought, wasn't it?
Yeah. Exactly. He walked off a long pier that ended up being a little too short or something. I don't know. We don't know the whole story just yet.
It was a short pier with a long walk.
But he came back with one flip-flop. So, it's one of those things. If you find Jerry the Diver Guy's flip-flop, he'll gladly pay you a fortune for it.
Might autograph it, too.
Might autograph it. I wouldn't touch it. There could be a fungus or something in there that's caught in between the sole and the little webbing stuff.
Oh, no. This water's clean. Sure ain't got nothing from me.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. So we have great accommodations here, great diving, great topside attractions. I mean, it's just so much to see and do in Dominica. You really ought to give it a shot. Now, we're getting ready to head back over to Scott's Head here in just a bit, and we're gonna set up a mermaid shoot. Are you ready for this, Kristen?
I am so ready for this. I've been looking forward to this little cave-looking thing on Scott's Head since we saw it the other day diving.
That's right. You know, and actually, Milena was out on the deck with the Dive Dominica folks, and they were just having a field day with pictures. They're all over Facebook, so we're going to make a few more memories And
as soon as I told them that they could jump in the water with me, they were all in the water.
They might be waiting for us there out on Scott's Head. So we're going to go to this cool little remote area for a little photo shoot, and we'll check in with you next right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving from Dominica.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
Scuba diving. Scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We are celebrating 25 years of Dominica Dive Fest. And we're anchored off the edge of Scott's Head here on the island, just in a piece of paradise. We just did a mermaid shoot with Kristen and Milena, and Kristen went up on the beach and did that whole like little mermaid thing. And we'll see what we got for the website, but I definitely think we got some good stuff. Mermaid Milena and Kristen are in the water in between shoots. You're taking five, as they say in the mermaid picture taking world. Is that right, Milena?
Absolutely. Sometimes you just have to take five.
Yeah, that water you hear is actually them in the ocean as we speak. How are you feeling there, Kristen?
Actually pretty good.
You feel like you're in home?
I am at home.
That's what I mean.
I think he's fantastic.
Fantastic. There you go. There's so many things we could say right now. Most of them inappropriate, so we just won't go there. But they are literally in mermaid tails. We have pictures being taken by Andrew, who is... I was talking to Andrew earlier, who's Simon's son from Nature Island Dives. And he was 9 years old the first time we came to the island. Right, Andrew? That was, you're 9 years old, and we brought mermaids to Dominica, and that kind of helped jumpstart puberty, and now you're taller than me, right?
I guess so, yeah.
And so you're liking the mermaids, right?
Yeah, of course.
And he's documenting this for posterity or something like that. I don't know. But he's taking pictures. Jared the Diver Guy's on the boat with me, too. We're having a good time, right, with the captain. Who's our captain there, Jerry?
Vivian.
So, and you've been bonding with Vivian over Kabuli and what?
Oh, movies. Western movies. It's just, he's a movie fanatic.
So Captain Vivian here on the Nature Island Diver is a big movie buff, but you like Westerns, is that right, Vivian?
Yeah, Western and love stories and kind of things like this. Yeah, these are the movies I like.
Okay, well, of course, when you go to Dominica, you would expect to meet a captain who's into Western movies. It just goes with the territory, right?
He's awesome. He's the greatest.
Kept everybody safe, including the mermaids, getting us back to shore. We wanted to do some stuff. He said, no, we have no gas. We can't do that. So he's keeping everybody in line when they're getting a little too rambunctious, right, Jerry?
That's correct.
That just goes with the territory as well. Well, you're kind of like the sheriff of this town, right?
Yes, sir.
That's right. You do what the captain says. Otherwise, he makes you walk the plank and feed you to the abyss or something.
Fish food.
What?
Chum.
Chum, yes, you become his chum. All right, so what we're getting ready to do, we just did this shot on the beach with Kristen, and then Simon took a drone up here and did some aerial shots where the girls swam on the surface of the ocean. We're getting silhouettes and stuff like that. We are in the golden hour, as they say in the photo-taking video world biz. A sunset. And the sun is just perfect. It's lighting up our subjects, which are mermaids in this case, perfectly. So Simon's getting ready to gear up, and he is going to shoot some underwater stuff now of the ladies while they're swimming around in the water on the surface, that kind of thing, and see what we get. So this is just something. We're doing a little unique stuff here in Dominica. They want to get some mermaid shots and some of the beautiful landmarks like Scott's Head here in Dominica and that kind of thing. And I got to tell you, the health of the reef here is phenomenal. Just the size of, like, you know, when we were snorkeling over to the beach here at Scott's Head, Jerry, did you see those urchins? They must have been like the size of a basketball or something.
Oh, yes, they're huge. They're everywhere. This reef is just phenomenal. It's alive. It's healthy. It's just great.
Yeah, just untouched, you know, and, you know, it's very condensed, too. So you see a lot in a small area that you would see all across the Caribbean. You see the same type of critters, but it just seems a little bit more dense. Sometimes the critters may be a little larger, maybe, and that kind of thing, too, you think?
It's Mother Nature's fish tank.
That's right. Well, there's less impact. You know, we haven't screwed it up here in Dominica yet. And I say yet, and I'm hoping that won't be the case. And they've put in some pretty good, you know, guidelines, and they're very, you know, protective of the nature island. When you talk to the folks here walking around the streets of Dominica, you can tell they love their island. They call it the nature island, and they really do welcome the tourists. They want people to come out and see what they have here, and they want to protect what they have because they know it is a special gift that they have that they can offer up to the world to see what's out here on the nature island. It's pretty amazing stuff. But it's good. It looks like they're going to be great ambassadors. They have so far, and they're going to continue to be great ambassadors, so they protect this thing that all the world really needs to see. Definitely one of my favorite islands on the planet. No doubt about it. What has stood out most to you, Kristen? Kristen, what, you know, while you're taking five here in between the mermaid shoot, what has stood out the most as far as your favorite thing we've done so far in Dominica? Maybe the glow show, the hot springs, or what?
Honestly, I really liked the diving that we did at the site that we're shooting at.
Just here. Yeah, you just like this whole kind of layout here, because it really does have, like, an amazing dive site. Which, Simon, what is the name of this dive site, by the way? What do we call this place?
This is called Scott's Head Drop-Off.
Okay, Scott's Head Drop-Off. That would make sense. But you have on top side, you have this little grotto kind of thing going on where, you know, like the Little Mermaid would dig it, you know, and as she did, as Kristen did. But the diving here is pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, this is one of the most fun sites, because you come here with divers and snorkelers, and the divers have a wall that drops down a couple hundred feet. Amazing colors, absolutely amazing, and it's beautiful from every depth. Meanwhile, the snorkelers are on the top, on the shelf, having one of the best snorkeling sites in Dominica as well.
Well, you know, that's a great way to describe it. Both below, midstream, or at the surface, and then above. It's like first, it's world class. It's just, you know, you just don't get this everywhere. It's pretty spectacular. Now, Simon is suiting up. He's getting ready to dive in. Do you got a plan to shoot these mermaids or what? What are you going to do?
Yeah, they're going to go in this canyon here and do some shots, silhouettes in the canyon. And then we're going to come on the top, because then late afternoon light's going to be reflecting off the waves. It's going to be super cool.
And we're getting that shot where the girls are going to be floating across the abyss, and then the great white comes up.
Yep.
And it's kind of like the Air Jaws thing, right? That's what we're going for.
Doom, 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 doom.
That's it. It could happen. No, I doubt it. They don't have sharks here. They
megalodon.
They grow bananas, right?
Yeah, that was one of the theories.
That's one of the... I heard it here, so it must be true. All right, so he's going to jump in the water, do that. We got some more stuff we got to cover here about the nature island. You know, some of the things we're getting ready to do tomorrow as Simon jumps in, and I got a few little dribbles there. But hey, that's what happens when you're doing a radio show on a dive boat. You know, this is a pretty good place. This beats the studio any day, because, you know, I can hang out with Jerry the Diver Guy. I don't have to smell James or CJ. You know,
that's true.
This is a pretty good studio.
Santa.
No, yeah, good point. It's open air.
No drunken sailor.
You remembered your deodorant. So, gosh, you know, that's a whole other thing we'll talk about. Okay, so he's giving them instructions, the mermaids, what they got to do. But we're getting ready to switch hotels from Ocean Edge over to the Fort Young Hotel, which is a place that I have been to before. It did take a little bit of damage during Hurricane Maria, but they've rebuilt it quite well, and they're in the process of redoing the fort area, and we're going to get into that a little bit, probably more next week on the show. But we're moving over there, and we're going to see some of the other, you know, big hot spots that you can spend time for on your surface interval, like hot springs that we talked about with Tequan Glow Show, which means little corner of hot water, right?
I think so.
I think that's what I remember.
Paradise.
Absolutely. But what you're going to see tomorrow, Jerry, is going to be even something more intense, because we're going to a place called T2 Gorge, and this is like a cut in the mountain that their waterfall has developed at the mouth of it. So you swim up into this crevice that's it narrows out to about 4 or 5 feet in spots. And you swim up against the current, and at the end of this hallway, which is almost like You know, it's kind of like a cave, it's open on the top a little bit, so you got a little bit of ambient light coming in, and when you hit it at the right time in the afternoon, it trickles down with the sun and the moss and everything, and it is magical. And then you swim up to the waterfall, and you can literally climb up into the waterfall if you want to.
That's cool. Can't wait. But wait. Is this where Bubble Boy left something?
No, that's a different place altogether. Okay. I wouldn't take you back there. Are you kidding me?
That's great.
That's a whole other story we're not even going to share. First time Bubble Boy and I came to Dominica, he left his mark, and that's all I'm going to say. And he hadn't been back because of that since. So we'll leave that alone. So, but T2 Gorge, no, that wasn't where the Bubble Boy incident happened. This is where Johnny Depp and the crew also had some adventures from Pirates of the Caribbean. The scene where they're locked up in a ball of human bones and it rolls down the mountain and crashes into a cave or something or a crevice or whatever, that's where we're going to go tomorrow.
So we've got to see Calypso's house. Now we're going to go see the gorge.
Yes, we'll tell you about that soon. And we got a lot more we got to cover as we continue our coverage of Dominica Dive Fest's 25th year anniversary on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ladies, never order a lobster on a date. The lobster is the most expensive thing on the menu, okay? So just know that if you order and consume a lobster, you have to touch your date's wiener. It's like a sexual contract from the sea.
They did the lobster dance.
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 They did the lobster, lobster, lobster dance.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're going to be doing the lobster dance in a couple weeks for Florida spiny lobster season. However, we are wrapping things up here in Dominica right now. And I got to tell you, it's going to spill over into next week's show because there's so much to talk about here on the Nature Island. It's hard to cover in one Scuba Radio broadcast. So make sure you listen next week for that as we get ready for lobster season. Yeah, and I'll tell you what, they had tons of lobsters here in Dominica as well. We didn't bother them because there was so much other stuff to see and to, you know, soak in here for Dominica Dive Fest 25-year anniversary. Now, right now, we are kind of wrapping things up for this week's show at Bubble Beach. So, Bubble Beach is what exactly, Simon?
Bubble Beach is the saltwater version of the hot springs that you went to earlier in the week, where you get in the hot water and drink rum.
And so they have sandbags set up around a little square section of the beach, and actually some volcanic heated water pumps up right here on the beach, and they've turned it into like a little beach spa kind of place. Is that right?
That's exactly it. So you come here, you've got amazing sunsets, beautiful background, village music, as you can hear in the background.
Yes.
Mermaids.
Homemade rum.
The best rum punches anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we don't want too many people to know about this place, Greg, or it's just going to be small.
Oh, just mom and dad are listening, that's
Wait,
all.
It's edit time for this.
Yeah, why is that?
Because it's a secret, Greg. It's
a
secret.
Oh, that's right. We'll edit
There's
this out
no
in post.
No rum punch here.
Yeah, we're in so free. Yes, Wendy, what?
Let's give a shout out to Dale and Carlene Mitchell, who have taken care of this beach and made it the great destination that it is. They make the homemade rum punch, coconut punch,
Which
peanut punch.
Yeah, peanut,
rum,
coconut.
Lime,
you know, and let's see, Andrew had a special concoction, Power Punch.
Power Punch.
Do you like the Power Punch too?
Pizza, you can get roti.
Oh, they got pizza and rotis and everything here. It's a really cool little area. And this, what, was this here before the hurricane or no?
It was, but like a lot of things, after Maria, it's gotten bigger and better.
Yeah, they built it up. It looks like a little bit more of a, you know, fine-tuned establishment. But when I say that, you're literally hanging out on the beach. The sun just set down here in Sofria, and that's where we're at for Bubble Beach. And this is just a cool place to hang out that you would not experience typically on any other island, because this is very locally flavored type stuff. You know, you got to know somebody. It's like, hey, you got to go to Bubble Beach. It isn't something like you're going to find on a tourist brochure per se, right, Simon?
Yeah. I mean, this is what makes Dominica Dominica. This is unique. It's about people. It's about culture, it's about community, it's about hanging on the beach and doing what we do in Dominica. So come down here and join us.
Yes, and I'll tell you, it is amazing, Bubble Beach. What do you think, Milena?
You know, watching the sun starting to set, having all of the local beautiful people that are coming out to watch the sun, they're partying, it's like a family environment. I mean, it's just so amazing. And then coming out and having a glass of your coconut punch right by your little volcanic spa and watching a beautiful sunset is fantastic.
Fantastic. Spoken like a true Scuba Radio mermaid, for sure. I got to tell you that, you know, and I've said this many times before, in all my travels, what stands out is not the diving. The diving is absolutely spectacular here in Dominica. Don't get me wrong. But when you travel around, some of it tends to blur together. The dives blur together. You know, there's these particular type of fish you'll find in other islands. But it's definitely more dense and more compact here and more pristine for the diving. But when you go topside and you meet the people, you hang out with the folks, they're very friendly, they're waving at you and all this kind of stuff. They want you to be here, which is kind of a nice feeling. That makes anybody feel good. But then you throw in these things like Bubble Beach and these hot spring spas and all this cool stuff you do topside. You know, go visit the Voodoo Princess Shack there in the river, which was a highlight for Kristen, I believe, right?
It has been definitely one of my favorite parts, going to see Tia Dalma's shack, because I am a huge fan of those movies.
And she's a mermaid, but now she has legs because she sold her soul to the Voodoo
Johnny
Princess.
To Johnny Depp.
To Johnny Depp,
yes.
Okay.
If you want to see that shot, it's on Facebook, on Scuba Radio's.
It is. Yeah.
It's more of sold my soul to Orlando Bloom.
Okay. I think the rum punch is starting to talk.
Yeah.
I think it's starting to talk
maybe,
to us.
Maybe we need to put her in a ball of lawns and drop her over that ledge.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to T2 Gorge tomorrow. We'll talk about that next week on the show, but that's where they filmed that, right, Simon?
Yep, that's where one of the scenes was filmed. Exactly right.
Yeah, so I've been there a couple times. You guys are in for a treat. And I love it. I was telling Simon this earlier that Jerry Beatty and Neil Watson brought me to Dominica for the first time, and that's where I met Simon, and we bonded, had a great time. I was just blown away. They were, just professing the wonders of Dominica to me and said, Greg, you got to come. I came, and I fell in love with it too, and here we are like 9 years later, and I'm bringing Jerry, I'm bringing Kristen and Milena, and they've never been to Dominica, and just paying it forward kind of thing. And we do that as divers. We want to share what we experience, right, Simon?
Yeah, pay it forward. Tell people where the great places are, the special places. As you know, you've been down here quite a few times now, and every time I think you come, there's something different that we show you.
Oh, yeah. I always pick up something new, don't get me wrong, but seeing it through fresh eyes really makes it, it feels like you're doing something good. You're happy, right, Jerry?
Oh, I love this place.
And this
happy.
Isn't even alcohol-induced.
Look.
And it's expensive.
I sacrificed my phone, my flip-flop, for Kabuli and Bush Run.
All right, I think he came out ahead in that game. So we'll leave it at that for this week. The rum's starting to kick in. But that will do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better where, gang?
Down
in Dominica.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.